This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that's bummed out it's going to be a New York Easter weekend. In this March 22nd episode, Amber interviews Beth, one of the organizers of Frolicon.
Hey, this is Amber, and I am on the phone with Beth, who is one of the organizers of Frolicon, which is coming up in a few weeks. Hey, Beth, thanks for taking my call from I-40.
Of course, no problem.
All right, so right off the bat, I guess you need to tell us what Frolicon is.
Frolicon is an adult-oriented, which means a 21 and over, science fiction convention that's held every Easter weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. We focus a whole lot on alternative communities of all types. Gamers, partiers, fetish folks, leather folks, a whole conglomeration of folks come together.
Is it sort of the same crowd as Dragon Con on a smaller scale, or is it different?
It's what Dragon Con would really probably like to be after hours and without the promoters of Dragon Con's knowledge.
Gotcha.
Much smaller.
And how long has it been going on?
This is our second year.
Oh, it's only your second year?
Yes, it's only our second year. We're born sort of the ashes, or we are the love child of Phantasm, a very similar convention that happened for 8 years running in Atlanta.
Okay, maybe that's why I thought that it had been around longer. That's probably why.
Yes, that would be it.
Okay, so you have it on Easter weekend. I can probably guess the reasons behind that decision, but if you just want to elaborate.
Honestly, it's a business decision.
Right.
We chose Easter weekend because there aren't many events that are going to be in conflict with it other than family-related church events, but as far as gaming events or adult events, there aren't really that many on Easter. And the hotels that we choose really want our business, so we can keep our costs down for our attendees by not having to charge them exorbitant hotel rates or convention rates, because we get better deals because we fill hotels that aren't normally fillable on that weekend.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense. Well, coincidentally, though, I happen to have a conflict that weekend, which is why I'm not able to make it. So I'm going up to PodCamp New York. So it's probably one of the only conflicts that exists, and it would affect me. But
Well, maybe you'll have to make it next year.
I know. I really want to, but I still wanted to, publicize the event and everything. So what kind of things do you have scheduled for this year?
Let's see. The laundry list includes 24-hour gaming, both role-playing and board gaming. Main programming that includes things like drag races, and yes, it is exactly what it sounds like. Pants Off, Dance Off, Frolicon's own version of Project Runway, Rocky Horror, Buffy Horror, a couple of burlesque shows, drag kings and drag queens. We also have live music featuring Anders Manga, Five Amp, and Zagaju, who were at Dragon Con this past year, along with DJ Spider and DJ B-Naught, so we're going to have some live music. We'll also have Think Track classes, which cover everything from political activism to gaming to art panels to pagan and alternative spirituality panels. We'll have over 40 hours of adult programming, which goes anywhere from polyamory to how not to really harm your partner if you want to spank him or her. We'll have play parties, we have party battles, concoction contests, a spa, an art room, a vendor's room. Oh gosh, I know I'm leaving somebody out, but there you
go. So basically you have everything.
A little bit of everything, yes.
How many people are you expecting?
Last year we had our soft count, because it was our first year doing the record keeping, our soft count was between 875 and 1,000.
Oh, wow.
We expect to have about 1,000 this year. I would love to grow the convention a little more, but I'm hedging my bets at about 1,000.
Right. Well, that just, I mean, okay, I just finished organizing a conference that was much smaller scale by comparison. We had about 200 people. It was a PodCamp Atlanta podcasting conference. And so now, after having been through that experience, I'm just really fascinated with people who are able to organize much bigger events. So, I mean, how much planning, like, when did you start working on planning this year's con?
The day after last year's con. I'm not joking. I started confirming presenters the day after the convention ended. Sunday night, when we were all sitting around just absolutely burned out and exhausted, we were already talking about what we would change for 2008.
Wow.
2007 and 2008. I am not the person who runs the entire convention. Very, very frequently I'm seen as the face of the convention. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't have the three partners I have, Chrissy, Pam, and Shelley, the convention would not happen. If I did not have the support of the significant others in my life, the convention would not happen. If we did not have really strong directors and presenters and entertainers and security and the people who come up and go, what do you want me to do? I'll do whatever you want me to do. Need me to tote a barrel? I'll tote a barrel. If we didn't have those people, the convention would never, ever happen. So it is not a one-person excursion. It's definitely a group effort.
Right. And is it all volunteers?
Yes. For the most part, there are technically four business partners.
Uh-huh.
But as much as we work for as little as we make, we might as well be volunteers. But yes, it is 90% run by volunteers, absolutely. People who volunteer their time and their effort for sometimes no more than a thank you.
It blows my mind. I'm sure, I don't know how interesting all this, you know, organizing part of the interview is going to be to most people, but I'm just, it really, you know, after going through the experience, it's just, it drains you, or it drained me anyway.
It is absolutely exhausting. There is no doubt about it.
But rewarding, too.
Yes. Right now, I'm in the high stress mode because we are 15 days out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, 14 and a half days out. So right now, it's high stress, putting out fires, doing the last-minute stuff. So right now is the part I don't like.
Right.
Planning up to this point, I love seeing everybody have such a good time.
Right.
It is fabulous to walk for 4 days and have people stop you in the hall and go, oh my God, thank you so much for doing this.
What kind of publicity do you do to spread the word about the con?
A lot of it is word of mouth. I have a fabulous webmaster who also happens to be my husband, so I get free slave labor from him. And he does the marketing for us on the back end through the website. We advertise a lot with adult conventions. We present and teach at adult conventions, so we get a chance to put our names out there. We have a table at Dragon. We go to a couple of other general conventions. We send postcards to anybody who is willing to hump them out to any place that might be vaguely interested. We do a lot of dressing up in our T-shirts and gripping and grinning and going to club nights and fetish events down in Atlanta and in surrounding areas. It really is a ground grassroots kind of marketing because it's an interesting demographic. So it's a little hard to.
Well, you're not going to get press in the New York Times, probably.
Probably not. However, Spin Magazine is supposed to be featuring us in their spin out section at the end of the magazine in April. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know if it actually happened. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's awesome.
One of our guys, Jester Fred from Degenerate Press, sends blurbs to Spin Magazine for stuff going on in Atlanta, and they picked this one up. I had them contact me. Now, whether or not they'll be safe, we'll get cut, what'll happen, but I'm like, woohoo, National Magazine.
Very nice. So is it mostly people around the Atlanta area or Southeast, or do people come to this from all over the country?
We actually had someone from the UK last year.
Oh, wow.
And from Washington State. And from New York. But our largest group, of course, is in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Our second largest is probably Huntsville, Alabama, followed by Chattanooga and surrounding Tennessee, then North Carolina. But we have a whole set of people from D.C. who come down, from New York. We've got one fellow who flies in from Texas for every party we have.
Nice.
And we love him for it.
What would you say is probably the biggest misconception about Frolicon?
That we're a sex convention. That we're a swingers convention.
Right.
And that is absolutely not the case. So, you know, if that is something that tickles your fancy, it can probably be found, mm-hmm. mind you. But we truly are a meeting place of so many different subcultures, because when we started thinking about what to make a convention, we started thinking about what we would want to see.
Right.
And it's a cross-section. If you want to come and do nothing but drink and party all weekend long, you can. If you want to game all weekend long, you can. If you want to sit in your hotel room and do nothing but go down to the vendor's room, you can. If you want to get top-notch adult kink education, you can. We have SCAers, we have gamer geeks, we've got all kinds. We have swingers, cross-dressers, leather folk, pink folk, fetish folk, soft industrial folk. It is what you make it.
Yeah, it really, I mean, I was looking at the website and the, you know, list of programming and everything, and it really does seem to be a group of people coming together in one place that I haven't ever really seen build together before. So I've got to give you, you know, kudos for doing the work to bring all that together and make it happen.
Well, thank you. As far as I know, it is a unique event.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, it is a unique event. There are a couple of other events that happen across the country that kind of focus on art and literature and adult education. But as far as I know, we are the only cross-genre event like this. And mm-hmm. and that makes me really happy. I mean, I would love for other events to come in so we could go promote with them.
Right.
and we could build that community.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is a cross-section, and that's what we found, is that there are a lot of pagans who are into SM, who are into SCA, who also game, who like to dress up in fetish gear and go to goth industrial nights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept seeing these same people over and over and over. When we went to different events, it was like, I think I have an idea.
So is that how you really got involved in becoming one of the main players here, just from going to other events and, you know, trying to decide what kind of event you'd want to see?
Right. I met a couple many years ago. It's probably been 10 or 12 years now. Bonnie Heath and Chris Hales. They're wonderful, wonderful human beings. Chris Hales now owns the Spring Ford Center. Runs the Spring Ford
Oh, yeah.
Center.
I've exchanged some emails with him.
Yes. And I met them at a general audience convention when I was gassed. Running a LARP, a vampire live-action role-playing game of all things. I met them at a general audience convention at StellarCon in High Point, North Carolina, a little tiny PDAB on the map. And they introduced me to this concept. I started helping them out by writing some articles for their now-defunct magazine, Contour Magazine, which then became Phantasm, the convention. They asked me to come in and do an SM 101 class, and that's where it started about 7 or 8 years ago. I became their kink program director and ran all of their kink programming, and then when they decided to dissolve the company, one of the other partners asked me if I wanted to partner to create this new convention.
Very cool. Well, I guess in closing, do you want to just give people all the information of when it is and where they can find out more information?
Of course. To find out more about Frolicon, all you need to do is go to www.frolicon.com. It has all of the information there, including a hotel room rate. By the way, our hotel is sold out, but we have hotel overflow. and the current suspension rate, $60, and you can turn up at the door. We will start partying two Thursdays from today. So I'd love for everybody to come out and have a great time.
All right. Thanks, Beth.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.